I'm Marian McPartland. Welcome to a special Christmas edition of Piano Jazz. Today, as we approach the most wonderful time of the year, my guests and I are going to be treating you to jazz versions of some of your favorite Christmas songs, as well as a few tunes you may not have heard before. I can't think of a better way to start the show than with this duet version of Let It Snow with one of my favorite piano partners, George Shearing. I knew it was going to come out like that.
Well, I think the thing about two jazzers is that they will eventually make up their minds and kind of catch up who's going where. And like you, I could tell that that thing was going to end in that rather humorous way.
Well, you're a rather humorous fellow.
Well, you know, it's a funny thing. People say, well, what do you mean end in a... You mean you don't have that already arranged? The answer is no, we don't have it all. All we have arranged is that we will meet at such and such a time and occupy two piano stools and play whatever is required at the moment. And of course, this is the holiday season, so we're playing holiday music. And if I might be so bold on your show, I would like to suggest playing this Snowfall.
It's a wonderful tune.
Oh, yeah.
Claude Thornhill.
Claude Thornhill's band and my quintet spent a week at the Rustic Cabin in New Jersey. And I think we had more people on stage than we had in the audience.
But didn't you have great fun with Claude Thornhill?
Oh, lovely. I mean, the band was just incredible. So here is Claude Thornhill's theme song, Snowfall.
That was George Shearing performing Claude Thornhill's theme song, Snowfall. Before that was our improvised duet of Let It Snow. Well, if all this talk of snow is leaving you a little cold, then pianist and singer Tony Desar has a tune that's sure to heat things up.
This is one of my favorite holiday tunes. It's called I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. It's one of those songs that really evokes a real feeling when you hear it, just the way it describes both in the melody and the lyric, how it feels to kind of be snuggled up on a really cold night, you know, kind of next to a fireplace and with someone that you care about. And it's not even expressly about Christmas. It's really just about that time of year and it's kind of the importance of being warm and being loved.
The snow is snowing,
The wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember a worse December. Just watch those icicles form. What do I care if icicles form? I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my glove. Who needs an overcoat? I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire, the flame grows higher, but I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I've got my love to keep me warm.
That was Tony Desar with a swinging version of I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. You know, one of my favorite Christmas tunes is Good King Wenceslas. It's one of those traditional English songs that bring back so many memories. I remember all the young kids from the neighborhood coming to the house and caroling, and my mother giving them a shilling or sixpence. This is also one of the first pieces I started picking out on the piano when I was about 3 years old, and I've been doing my jazz version ever since. You know, for many years, Christmas Eve for me was spent playing in nightclubs. Some of my fondest memories of the season are from the 50s, when I was working at the Hickory House in New York City. A recent guest of mine, Carly Munoz, knows what I'm talking about. Not only is he a seasoned performer, but he's also a restaurateur and jazz club owner in Puerto Rico. He told me what it's like at his club during the Christmas holidays.
It is a very special time. It is actually it's our busiest time. It's special because of all the music. Everything changes, the whole mood, even the menu changes. And it's just a joy. Oh, it's a time also we do things like we feed the homeless, which is a joy for us to do. We get a lot of people that are volunteer, and it's a very special time.
And what are some of your favorite Christmas tunes?
I love them all. One that pops in my mind, The 12 Days of Christmas, that's really cute. It's just...
Maybe you could play that one.
Well, I can do a little thing with it, a little improvising, and make something of it.
That's great.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Thank you.
You know, when you're a jazz musician working during the holidays, you're bound to get a lot of requests. Oh, sure, it's easy to swing on Winter Wonderland or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but some tunes offer more of a challenge to the jazz musician. Well, guitarist Mimi Fox's treatment of Joy to the World demonstrates how even this traditional Christmas hymn can make for a swinging jazz tune. That was Mimi Fox, bassist Gary Mazzarotti, and me playing Mimi's bluesy arrangement of Joy to the World. Well, there's more coming up on our special holiday edition of Piano Jazz, and you can hear more Christmas music with me and my friends on an NPR Jazz Christmas Collection, a 3-CD box set available online at shop.npr.org. or by phone at 1-888-NPR-DISC. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. I recently got together with Renee Fleming, one of the world's best-loved opera singers, and I got to hear a softer, freer side to Renee's versatile voice as she sang What Child Is This?
What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Man.
That was What Child Is This?, one of our most beloved Christmas tunes. I recently met a wonderful pianist named Robin Malloy Goldsby, and she probably knows just about every Christmas song there is. But when I asked her to play one for us, she surprised me with a tune of her own.
This piece is called First Snow, and I was inspired to write it by a concert that I did in Germany. I was playing in a castle called Schloss Lehrbach, and it was the first Advent Sunday of the season. And it hadn't snowed yet that year in Germany, so it really was the first snow that evening. And as people were coming up the driveway to the concert, the snow was falling down, and there were those big, giant snowflakes. Then there were candles and torches lit along the driveway that led up to the castle. And it was really magical. It was almost like a fantasy land. And shortly thereafter, about a week thereafter, this song came to me, and I called it First Snow.
Thank you.
That was Robin Malloy Goldsby playing an original, First Snow. I love that people are writing new tunes for the season, which reminds me, there's a song I've long thought should be adopted into the canon of Christmas music. It's called A Child Is Born. The song is near and dear to my heart because I feel like I saved it from an untimely end. My good friend, the composer and songwriter Alec Wilder, and I had gone to see our friend Thad Jones playing at the Vanguard. He played a new tune that didn't yet have a title. Alec really liked it, and the next day he dropped by my apartment with some lyrics he'd written to Thad's song. Alec was nothing if not a perfectionist, and he decided that the lyrics weren't good enough, and he tossed them into the wastebasket. Well, little did he know, I fished them out later, sent them on to Thad, and the rest is history. Susanna McCorkle shared my love of this tune, and she performed it with me. Here's A Child Is Born.
This child, innocent child, soft as a fawn, this child is born. One small heart, one pair of eyes, one work of art, here in my arms. Here he lies, trusting and warm, blessed this morn, a child is born. One small heart, one pair of eyes, one work of art, here in my arms, here he lies, trusting and warm, blessed this morn, a child is born.
That's one of my favorite versions of that tune, Susanna McCorkle singing A Child Is Born. Those lyrics about a newborn baby have always reminded me of the Christ child. I hope you will help me in my campaign to get this piece played more during the holiday season. Well, our jazz Christmas extravaganza wouldn't be complete without a performance of the Christmas song. In jazz, this tune is the gold standard and almost every artist knows it. Perhaps because it was written by one of our own, the great Mel Torme. Mel once told me that he and his songwriter friend, Bob Wells, wrote this tune on the hottest day of the year. It was their way to cool down. Here's singer and pianist Dina DeRose with her version of this time-honored classic, The Christmas Song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows some turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded all his toys and goodies in a sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna sigh to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Santa's on his way. He's loaded all his toys and goodies in a sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna sigh to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering the simple phrase to kids from 1 to 102. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas, Merry, Merry Christmas.
That was Dina DeRose with The Old Chestnut, the Christmas song. Recently, pianist Ayako Shirasaki joined me at the keyboards for a wonderful piano jazz session, and she played one of the most exhilarating versions of this tune I've ever heard. Here's Ayako to take us on a sleigh ride. Thank you. What a wonderful musical journey that was. Ayako Shirasaki played Sleigh Ride. Well, we've got a few more tunes in the Christmas gift bag coming up in just a minute. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Well, today we've brought you a variety of Christmas tunes, but none of them have mentioned the man in the big red suit. Well, our next offering does. So here's a swinging combination of singer and song. Rosanna Vitro singing Steve Allen's Cool Yule.
From Coney Island to the Sunset Strip, somebody's gonna make a happy trip tonight. While the moon is bright, he's gonna have a bag of crazy toys to give the gonest of the girls and boys. So dig, Santa comes on big. He'll come a-calling when the snow's the most, when all you cats are sleeping warm as toast. You're gonna flip when old Saint Nick plays a lick on a peppermint stick. He'll come a-flying from a higher place to fill the stockings by the fireplace. So you'll have a yule that's cool. come a-calling when the snow's the most. When all you cats are sleeping warm as toast, you're gonna flip when old Saint Nick plays a lick on a peppermint stick. He'll come a-flying from a higher place to fill the stockings by the fireplace. So you have a yule that's cool. Woo you hoop and sweet shoot level you boo. Soon you do hoop wish you have a yule that's cool.
That was Rosanna Vitro wishing you a cool Yule. Well, I think it's time for a Christmas tune we all know and love, but I've got a special version for you. Cleo Brown was a popular pianist and vocalist during the swing and boogie-woogie era of the early 1940s. But when I found her in 1984, she had traded Saturday night sets for Sunday morning services. She hadn't stopped playing piano, though, and when she was on Piano Jazz, she was moved to play Silent Night. If you've ever wanted to hear how Duke Ellington might have played this Christmas classic, this may be as close as you'll ever get.
Silent Night.
What? Oh, yes. Are we going to do Silent Night? You know, this good tune is great all year round, isn't it? Not only at Christmas. One more.
Happy holiday to you. Happy holiday to you. Can I say it's from we two? It's a happy holiday to you. Happy holiday to you.
Well, let's wrap up our Christmas special with one more tune. Everyone associates Nat King Cole with his timeless version of the Christmas song. Well, his brother Freddie has a Christmas tune, too, an original one called I Want a Smile for Christmas. Just a thing to get you in the mood for the upcoming holidays. I wish you all a Merry Christmas, a happy holiday season, and a lovely New Year.
Dear Mr. and Mrs. Claus, I'm a bit old to be writing you. But I have a wish on my wish list. I hope that you can do. I want a smile for Christmas. I want a big wide toothy grin. One with infectious quality so I can share it now and then. I want a smile for Christmas. One that's warm and filled with love. It's the only thing this Christmas that I'm in need of. I guess you're wondering why I have this grin fixation. You see, my love is gone, but with a smile I can go on to work on her replacement. I want a smile for Christmas, one that's warm and filled with love. It's the only thing this Christmas that I'm in need of. It is the only thing this Christmas that I'm in need of.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
This has been a special Christmas edition of Piano Jazz with Marion McPartland and several friends who have been guests on Piano Jazz. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson. I'm David Mitchell, mastering engineer. Our audio assistant is Dale Anderson. Production coordinator, Grant Jackson. The executive producer is Elaine Freeman. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1101 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, celebrating 10 years of support for the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse. And the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at WTGrantFoundation.org.